Hi, everyone, and welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by AutoTrader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for not only another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders, but it is time for the first of our Unjaded Mythbusters series that we've been hyping up with you ever since the NADA show. And so I had Elizabeth Stegall, who is with me here today, one of my dear colleagues, who is one of the smartest data-driven dealership consultants I have ever had the opportunity to work with. She runs one of the most challenging and exciting arms of our sales team, because she and her team spend a lot of time with dealers that are struggling. And she and I were talking on an Unjaded episode that I hope you caught over the last couple of weeks. And I told her, with this series coming, I put her on the spot and I said, will you tell us the number one myth that you believe we need to bust as we kick off this incredible new series? And she told me what that was, and she's going to tell you in just a moment. But the dealers that she spends time with, they are the ones that are trying to figure out why they're losing market share, why their performance and activity isn't where they want it to be. And sometimes that's inventory management or inventory acquisition or merchandising or operations. You can't be profitable as a dealership, regardless of how many clicks or leads or people you have walk on your lot, if you are not handling every one of those opportunities to do business, every one of those swings at bats with relevant content that keeps the consumer attached to you and wanting to do business with you. And so I'm excited to have her here today. We're going to dive right in. These are going to be quick, hard-hitting, action-packed takeaway episodes as we go through the Mythbuster series. So, Elizabeth, what is the myth we are going to talk about together today?
So the myth I mentioned on the podcast previously was that dealers try to use a CRM as a advertising management tool. Only about 11% of leads that go into a CRM lead to a sale. So that's a buffer of 89% of the inventory that they sell isn't attributed to a lead, and yet they want to utilize that CRM to make advertising decisions.
So what is the better way? How do we bust it?
So, you know, there's lots of different ways to do it, but if you just take that lens back and look at what's going to give you the most value, you can do that piece by piece with individual advertising sources and really figure out how that's leading to the sale, where they align in the consumer decision journey, how that audience allows you to get in front of the customers as best as you can. And then you can use companies like Clairvoy. You can use a non-biased third-party attribution company that can help kind of figure out the mystery. Personally, that's my favorite thing. ClickTrail data gives you a lot of insights into all of the consumer behavior of your customers, and it can really help you be tremendously more effective with your advertising dollars.
Yeah, I think about this, and my head comes back to understanding the funnel, which, like, we talk about, and our dealers surely understand a sales funnel. I think they also understand how important the lifetime value of the consumer is, staying in contact with the consumer throughout the ownership journey. But I do think one of the places where we maybe as an industry forget, like, we've talked a lot about blind spot. This is about closing your blind spot. This is about making decisions based on return on investment, based on understanding what's working and what's not. But we still have to recognize that there are really important pieces of the funnel where you catch consumers that don't necessarily end up in a transaction right now. Like, it is no secret, at least it's not to me. I'm not afraid to say it. Like, there is no place that a dealer, dollar for dollar, can spend any of their money better on low funnel transaction driving consumers than on third party marketplaces. So you probably don't just need one. You probably need most, if not all of them, because there are different consumers on each one. They do different things. And there's no dealer out there that expects to get the same conversion or the same type of activity from, like, a retargeting ad from their dealership website or a Facebook social campaign that they expect to get from an OEM build your own lead that has a credit app attached. Like, not all clicks are created equal. Mm-hmm. Not all leads are created equal. Not all providers have the same model. It's okay to have lead slingers out there. You know, a decade and a half ago in my dealership days, you know, when like we had Trilogy Smart Leads and Cars Direct Leads, and yes, we were really comfortable even back then paying $22 to $28 per lead, even though they converted this big. But I sure didn't look at them and say, your cost per lead is the best, so I'm going to cancel everything else. And, you know, I think part of what has gotten us in the place that we are in is an industry where the biggest pain point or challenge is this complete inaccurate measurement using a CRM as a reporting tool and not recognizing, like, if you are using singular first click or last click or any other type of single source attribution model to make any type of decision, recognizing that there is absolutely nothing about the consumer journey to purchase that is linear in any way or singular in any way or single source in any way. You're missing the boat. And that's how we got here, because the CRM was the only place that they could see something tangible. And so I think as we start to have so much more of this click trail data. And I saw the newest data that came over from Clairvoy earlier this week. Like, it was what, almost 900 or a little over 900,000 transactions that they processed last year?
878,000 that they processed.
878,000 transactions. That's a lot. Almost a million transaction sample set that can be used. And that's not a, you know, that's not a random segment of a unique customer base. That is across hundreds and hundreds of dealership rooftops, all different types of brands. So there's a lot that we as an industry can learn from that data. And when we see that data, and I'll ask you, because it sounds like you've spent a little more time with it over the last day or two since that data came through, but like, what percentage of those 878,000 transactions were on third-party marketplaces like Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book? What percentage of them had proper lead attribution in the dealer CRM system?
So I can't tell you the number for all third parties, but I can tell you off of that report, 47% had Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book in the click trail data.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the total, it was about 15% even had any attribution to a lead. So even in that view, 85% of interactions with dealers and consumers where they end up actually buying a car does not stem from a lead. And, you know, I think to your point, when that's all a dealer has, that's all they have to look at. And they're just grasping to trying to find anything to validate it. But it's also because, as you mentioned, there are so many aspects of the automotive industry that affect your return on investment with any advertising source. You know, it's the inventory you carry. It's your merchandising. It's your pricing. It's your, you know, your reviews. It's the trust. It's all these other pieces. And you mentioned that it causes people to come into the funnel in lots of different places. It can also cause people to leave your funnel and go to someone else's in a lot of different spots around that journey. And it's funny. I was talking to a dealer the other week, and they have two stores cross street from each other. And the gentleman said, well, you work really well for the store on this side of the street, but you don't for the store on this side of the street. And I said, it's the same audience. It's the same pool. Like, you're fishing in the exact same pond. Why would the site be to blame for one set of inventory engaging with consumers and one not? Or is it because you're not on this side of the street having the same strategy as you do here that allows consumers to choose to engage with you as opposed to someone else? So often dealers forget that when they are low in engagement and they are not getting the return, or they are not getting the consumers that they'd like, it's because those consumers are going to their competitors, not because they're not there. And that's something that's hard for dealers to reflect on and look back at themselves and go, what can I do good, better, different to rise the tide in this situation?
Yeah, it is. You know, we see it again and again when we do these kind of top 10, bottom 10 exercises with, and by 10, I mean percentage, you know, small, medium groups, all the way up to the large enterprise and publicly traded groups. But when you take their top 10% and their bottom 10% and you start to compare cost per lead, cost per VDP, CRM reporting, it is the worst performers that always have the lowest cost per lead, cost per anything, because it takes those lower performing operators and stores, maybe it takes them 25 leads to sell the same car that the sister store that's in the top 10% can sell in 4 or 5 leads, because their response times and quality of content and ability to use data to justify and validate their sales price, to justify and validate and use a streamlined trade appraisal process. And so, like, that is the myth. And I'll give you a chance, Elizabeth, anything else that you want to add before we wrap up this first MythBusters episode?
If you need help trying to fix this myth and learn how to figure out attribution for your store, reach out to your CSM, reach out to Clairvoy, reach out to somebody to help you outside of just looking at what you have inside your business, because you will be more effective, your advertising will be more effective, and you might end up spending considerably less on advertising when you put the right inventory in front of the right consumers as effectively as we do.
That's it. So there you have it. The myth was your CRM reporting can be used to make marketing decisions and or cost per anything standalone is an accurate metric to make decisions for your business on what is working or what is not. And that myth is absolutely busted, not only by our own data, but by so many smart data aggregators and technologies in the industry that now give us the ability to look so much deeper and to close blind spots for our clients and for our industry to understand what's working and what's not. So, Elizabeth, that wraps it up for today. A huge thank you to being with us, and a huge thank you to all of our watchers and listeners to Unjaded for the Road Forward. And whether you are listening on your favorite streaming platforms such as Spotify or Apple, or watching on our Unjaded homepage, we are glad that you are here with us. And be sure to catch us next time as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry, as well as the myths that are costing you money and pulling down your opportunity for profitability. As always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.